It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome inside Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball back home for the first time since December 2nd as they take on Southwest Baptist this afternoon. The first game of a doubleheader, the men's game to follow at 3:30. Matt Trudon joined by John Coffey for today's broadcast. Ryan Elliott, our engineer, back in the studio for this one. The Bearcats come in 1-13 overall, 0-6 in MIAA play. Meanwhile, the Southwest Baptist Bearcats 8-6 overall, 0-5 in conference play. And John, when you look at both of these two teams coming in, it was a quick start to the season for Southwest Baptist. Started out 8-1, had a win over number 7 Drury. Drury's still a top 10 team in the nation, but since conference play started for them, they've really gone flat. On the other hand, Northwest, losers of 11 straight, beat Peru back in November, but just haven't quite found a way to play four strong quarters. This would be a good time to start.
Yeah, that's been the biggest problem for Northwest all season long. They put together a quarter here, a half there, where they played some good basketball, but not being able to put together a complete game has hurt them. One thing, they played much better at home than they have on the road, and they've been on the road for a long time, so hopefully getting back here at Bearcat Arena will be a big boost for this Northwest women's team.
Six consecutive games on the road, and they're supposed to play at home on Thursday night. Due to the weather, Central Missouri not able to make the trip, so that game rescheduled for a Monday 1:30 tip-off here at Bearcat Arena. So a couple games still to come this weekend for Northwest Missouri State. But the Bearcats struggling to score the basketball as well. 60 points per ball game. You still have Jalen Haggard and Tanya Meyer averaging double-digit points, but as we've kind of seen throughout the year, too, still looking for that that third, fourth, fifth score to step up and be consistent.
And I think that's one of the reasons why the team has been so streaky offensively. They can play some quarters where they bring some points on the board, again, primarily coming from Haggard and also Meyer, but then they go on a stretch like they did last Saturday afternoon where they were outscored at one time by Pittsburgh State 30-2 this afternoon. They were leading at the end of the first quarter. They get outscored 30-2 from that point on. Then you're digging yourself out of a big hole, and they sometimes just get themselves in such a hole it's hard to get out of. So, again, if they can get some consistent scoring for some of the other players, they can maybe alleviate some of those droughts that they go through and keep them in some ball games.
Bearcats taking on the Purple Bearcats of Southwest Baptist this afternoon. A 1:30 tip-off. Southwest Baptist 0-5 in the MIAA. The Bearcats hoping to hand them their sixth conference loss of the season. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, though, we'll talk a little bit more about SBU and one of their players from right around this area playing her last game in Maryville. More to come here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball hoping for a spark this afternoon as they take on Southwest Baptist, a 1:30 tip. Bearcats 1-13 overall, while Southwest Baptist 8-6. And coming into this game, SBU, the second leading scorer in the MIAA, that's Megan Rosenbaum, 20 points per ball game. She's also ninth in field goal percentage, second in the MIAA in free throw percentage. She's been a pretty good ball player, and from right down the road, Graham, Missouri, played her high school basketball at Nottoway Holt, and shutting her down, John, will be key number one for the Bearcats.
Yeah, she is a big cog out of that SBU lineup, and it's been fun to watch her progress at SBU through the years, where you've seen improvement out of her from her freshman year to this year, and she has developed from going to that program, being a very good player off the bench, coming in, giving the team a lift, to now being really one of the leaders of that squad, and she makes a huge difference in what SBU does out there.
She has a chance to be in the top five all-time leading scorers in SBU history by the time it's all said and done if she keeps up the pace she's on right now. Bearcats hoping to slow her down this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Shield. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Bearcat basketball back home this afternoon, taking on Southwest Baptist. Now talking with head coach Buck Shield. And coach, supposed to be playing Central Missouri on Thursday night. Weather didn't allow that to happen, so a little bit extra time to get ready for that next ball game. What's the team's mentality like, and is an extra day or two before this final stretch grind of the MIAA good?
It's actually been a pretty big week, even with that game getting canceled Thursday night. We've probably had one of our best weeks of practice probably all season. And, you know, even though you're kind of amped up and prepared and ready to go to play a game, gets canceled, then you got to turn around and practice. And most of the time when that happens, a lot of times they'll tune out and not be fully engaged. And I'd say we probably only had about 15 minutes of that practice where we went through that low spot. So, you know, I'm excited to get into this game, and you know, having that extra day to prepare for a Saturday game, which usually doesn't happen, just kind of worked out okay. But I'm excited for them to be able to play at home, just because, like you said, it's been a while since we've been back here.
I think December 2nd, that last home game here for the Bearcats, so it's been quite a while. Going up against a team in Southwest Baptist, 0-5 in MIAA play after they started off the season 8-1. Meanwhile, you're coming off a game at Pittsburgh State where played really well early on. Couldn't quite pull that one out. What do you see tonight as a key to knocking off Southwest Baptist?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is we have to continue to advance offensively. But from the start, we've got to be a much better defending team. Our game down at Missouri Southern was probably our worst defensive performance that I have seen this season. And then we turn around and we go against Pitt. And for the first quarter and kind of through that second quarter, you know, defensively with what they do, we did a pretty good job. But then we struggled offensively after that first quarter and into that second half. And so, you know, we just got to continue to grow and be more aggressive offensively. And the same thing defensively. We've got to be able to play smarter, play with more urgency, and not just play hard and play with that urgency when we're down 10 or we're down 15.
Whenever you see Megan Rosenbaum suiting up for him, second in the MIAA and scoring, also behind her, Kaylee Richardson, also averaging 15 points per ball game, a good 1-2 punch there, guard and forward here for Southwest Baptist. Have you seen a matchup quite like that so far this season?
Yeah, you know, most of the time you're always going to go into to each game where one team's got a really good guard and a really good post or forward. And, you know, so for us, it doesn't necessarily change a whole lot how we would plan to guard them. You know, we're just looking at the different things that they do offensively. They run a lot of ball screen action with those two. And so, you know, your communication, your awareness and recognition has to be there. But then we also have to have really good help side just because the one thing with this SBU team is they don't shoot the ball as well overall as several other teams do that have those high offensive producers. And so, you know, going into this game, I think the biggest thing for us is going to be, you know, not losing those two, making those two have to work for everything. But then for us defensively, just being solid across the board. And when you got to switch, you switch. And, you know, you might have to guard somebody out of your position for an entire possession. And if that's the case, so be it. You got to fight through it and get on to that next possession. And so, you know, with those two, I just think we have to really make sure that there's a lot of communication and awareness where they're at.
And a special afternoon at Bearcat Arena, Military Appreciation Day. What's it like to coach in this atmosphere and also to honor those that have served our country?
I think it's just a great opportunity for us to be able to honor them and, you know, all fashions of the military that protect our freedom and give us the opportunity to play this game, coach this game. And so it's just a small portion of something that we can do to recognize them.
Should make for a fun afternoon as well. Coach, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, taking on Southwest Baptist this afternoon. We'll take a break. Be back with starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest and Southwest Baptist going through their pregame warm-ups, just getting set for the starting lineups, national anthem and a tip here from Bearcat Arena. This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Northwest Missouri State comes into this ballgame 1-13 overall, 0-6 in the MIAA, looking to knock off Southwest Baptist here this afternoon. Last time they met was last January. The Bearcats, a 7-point win in Bolivar, so hopefully duplicate those results this afternoon. Taking a look at the starting lineups tonight for the Bearcats, a 5'5" freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri, Jalen Haggard, enters the ballgame averaging 12 points per ballgame, shooting 35% from three-point range as well. Northwest also a 5'9" freshman from Guilford, Missouri, in South Nottoway High School, Mallory McConkey. McConkey averaging 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists per ballgame. Also a 5'7" junior from St. Joseph, Missouri, as Mallory McAnders, averaging 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist per ballgame, and shooting at 90% from the charity stripe. If she can get there, she is almost automatic for the Bearcats. Also a 5'10" senior from Sioux City, Iowa, Tanya Meyer. Meyer leading this team in scoring with 14.6 points. Also 9 rebounds per contest as well. Her field goal percentage on the season, 42%. So Tanya having a good season, hoping to carry the Bearcats here this afternoon. Also for Northwest, a 6-foot junior from Garden Grove, California, a transfer from New Mexico Highlands. That's Kehlani Mayava. Mayava averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds per ballgame, making her a 6th start of the season. Mayava, 35% shooter from the field. Also knocked down a few three-pointers here in recent games, so she's getting more and more playing time as well. So the Bearcats hoping to see some more good results out of Mayava in this ballgame. Northwest, led by head coach Buck Scheel, assistant coach Heather Howard. For Southwest Baptist, looking at their starting lineup, they start out with a 5'6" junior from Hugo, Oklahoma, from a Seminole State College transfer in Rayshawn Smith. Smith, 8 points per ballgame, 2.2 rebounds, and 2 assists as well. Also a 5'8" senior from Graham, Missouri, played her high school ball down the road at Nottoway Holt. Megan Rosenbaum, second in the MIAA with 20 points per ballgame. Also a 6'2" junior from Heston, Kansas, Kaylee Richardson, averaging 15 points, 8 rebounds per ballgame. Morgan Henderson, a 6-foot junior from Lewisburg, Missouri, played at Buffalo High School. Morgan Henderson averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds per ballgame. And rounding out the starting five is a 6-foot freshman from Belton, Missouri, Sydney Bandy. Bandy making her first start of the season, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per ballgame. Just about set for action here from Bearcat Arena. Military Appreciation Day as Northwest meets Southwest Baptist. We will take a timeout and be back with the opening tip. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandVilleMoReAlestate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And it's Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist meeting this afternoon at Bearcat Arena. Military Appreciation Day, the Color Guard comes on for the national anthem. Now walking off the floor and getting set for the starting lineups for Northwest and Southwest Baptist. And John Coffey joining me as well. Also, Ryan Elliott is our engineer back in the booth for today's ball game. John, when you look at it, not too bad of a crowd coming out for this ball game. It's been quite a while since we've seen a conference game. The Bearcat men took on Simpson back on December 30th here at Bearcat Arena. But now, first chance to get into a little more meaningful basketball games with Southwest Baptist here.
Yeah, we got a good crowd on hand here. Also a pretty good crowd from the Nottoway Holt area coming here to root on their player. A lot of family and friends here for Megan Rosenbaum. And I think as they get closer to the men's game as well, we're going to have pretty much close to a capacity crowd. And it really looks like that's going to be the case the rest of the way. Ticket sales appear to be good for the games all the way through February here. And despite the fact that it's really kind of early January, there's not an overabundance of opportunities to watch these teams play with the way the schedule's playing out.
Yeah, we were talking a little earlier, including today, really only three home stands left the rest of the way, so I believe that's a total of seven home basketball games. Hopefully things work out in the men's team's favor. Maybe we'll see a few more in the postseason as well. We'll cross that bridge once we come to it at that point. Reminder, today's ball game brought to you by Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, run by brothers Steve and Dan Miller, as well as Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. Kind of interesting dynamic here for Southwest Baptist coming in as well, how well they played early on. Their team that puts up a lot of points, 77 points per ball game. They beat a top 10 team in the non-con, but really, since that point, they haven't been able to find their groove.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, you talk about what they do offensively, they've just been giving up way too many points on the defensive side. And again, that's an area that Northwest has struggled in defensively, but Northwest also struggled some getting points to drop down on the offensive side. So we'll just have to see how things come out here. But if Northwest can start this game the way they started last Saturday against a very good Pittsburgh State team and continue on through the rest of this game, that'd be a big boost for this Bearcat women's program. Again, they just need to put together four very good quarters. They've played excellent in a quarter here, a quarter there, maybe a half here, but they just have not been able to put up four straight quarters in a game, and I think that's one of the goals to have here in this afternoon's matchup with SBU.
meeting out at midcourt, Kehlani Maiava as well as Kaylee Richardson, just about to get this one set to go. As the Bearcats will go left to right here in this opening quarter from Bearcat Arena. Opening tip is up. It is controlled by Southwest Baptist. Rayshawn Smith crosses midcourt, guarded by Jalen Haggard. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Left side, Megan Rosenbaum on the wing, guarded by McAndrews. Gets a screen into the corner. Now back up top for Bandy. Bandy swings around for Morgan Henderson. Henderson into the corner, trying to drive on Maiava. Floats a pass out to Smith. She'll take a three-pointer from the corner. It's good. Rayshawn Smith comes out and knocks down her first attempt of the ball game. The transfer from Seminole State College gives Southwest Baptist a 3-0 lead at 30 seconds into this one. Bearcats with it, going left to right, and an answer from Mallory McAndrews. Gets the ball in the left wing, thinks about dishing that one to a teammate, takes it herself, and ties this one up at 3 apiece. 9:15 to go in the first quarter. 3-3 is our score. Southwest Baptist with the ball. Henderson driving into the paint. Goes up, some contact. Layup is no good, but she'll get fouled. And a chance to hit a pair of free throws as this one's coming up on Tanya Meyer.
Last couple of games for Northwest on that swing through Joplin and Pittsburgh, Kansas against Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State. One area both of those teams hurt Northwest on just drives through the lane. They gave up way too many points in the paint against both of those teams, and hopefully that's something that they worked on the past week to maybe stop a little bit of that.
And we have seen foul trouble kind of plague Tanya Meyer during this season. Gets a foul 52 seconds into the ballgame, so Buck Shield gives her a break. She heads to the bench as we see a pair of free throws knocked down by Morgan Henderson. 5-3 early lead for Southwest Baptist. Bearcats second possession of the ballgame. McAndrews knocked down three on their first. Haggard with it, right wing, looks inside to Maiava, forces a pass in there, double team comes over, Maiava goes up, left hand, and it's good. Working against Kaylee Richardson, who is 6'2", and Maiava still gets it to go. 5-5 is our score. Henderson with it, left wing, looks inside, gets a screen from Bandy. Back up to Bandy, left wing. She wants a three-pointer. The freshman, that went off the mark, and the rebound comes down to Maiava. Maiava off to Haggard. She pushes it ahead to Mallory McConkey. Chest pass back around to Haggard. Now up top for Maiava, right side for McConkey. Guarded by Megan Rosenbaum. Back out to McAndrews. Between the circles, Haggard. Now McConkey again. Nottoway Holt versus South Nottoway as McConkey drives in. It goes out to McAndrews. Over to Haggard. The three is good. Jalen Haggard knocks down a three-point attempt, and the Bearcats have an 8-5 lead. Bearcats came in 13th in the MIAA in points per game with just 60. On the other side, Southwest Baptist 13th in points per game allowed, so the Bearcats hoping to take advantage of that and put up a lot this afternoon. Smith, couple dribbles in, long two-point jumper, no good. Rebound for Richardson, goes back up, shot no good, but she is fouled by Mallory McConkey.
Offensive rebounds by Northwest opponents has also been an area that Northwest has really given up too many offensive boards here. An offensive board and a second chance opportunity for SBU gets them to the free throw line.
Richardson, an 89% free throw shooter. First one rattles around and falls through. 8-6 Bearcat lead early on as we see Kylie Coleman check in for the Bearcats, and McConkey goes to the bench after her first foul. 8-6 Bearcat lead. Northwest 3-3 from the field so far. Southwest Baptist 1-3, but they've hit all four of their free throw opportunities and they're trailing 8-7. Maiava with it, top of the key for the Bearcats. Right side, Kylie Coleman gets the round to Haggard in the corner. Head and shoulder fake. Now she'll swing it back around. McAndrews, Coleman right side. Pass tipped and stolen away by Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum pulls up 10 feet short, gets it back out to Bandy, but pass tipped away. Smith picks it up, and she'll set up the offense for Southwest Baptist. Purple Bearcats trailing 8-7. Their leading scorer, Megan Rosenbaum, yet to take a shot attempt in this one. Smith into the paint, goes up, shot blocked by Kehlani Maiava. Maiava comes up with it, an outlet off to Haggard. Haggard pushing up the floor for the Bearcats. Kick out to Coleman, top of the key now Maiava. Left corner for Haggard, head and shoulder fake, takes a dribble to her right, three-pointer, air ball no good, and the rebound comes down to Henderson. Morgan Henderson for SBU pushes it up the floor. Now off right sideline for Rosenbaum. Gets a screen into the paint. Kick out for Bandy. The three-pointer, no good. Rebound for Richardson over McAndrews. Kick out for Bandy. And a fresh shot clock now for Southwest Baptist as Smith will call out the play in front of the Northwest bench. Take a screen to her right from Richardson. All the way into the paint. Goes up. Shot no good. But another foul on the Bearcats. This one on Maiava.
Again, we're seeing an opponent concentrate on making some drives through the lane to try to get some layups in. Well, SBU hasn't really knocked down the layups with a lot of frequency early in this one. What it has done, it's getting a lot of players at the free throw line.
First free throw coming up is good from Smith. As Zoe Hayward checks in now for Kehlani Maiava. Maiava, Meyer, and McConkey, all starters for the Bearcats, pick up a foul in the first few minutes of this ballgame, and all of them are on the bench now. Second free throw from Smith is good. 3.5 minutes into the ballgame, and Southwest Baptist has made 6 free throws. Hayward right side now for Coleman. The Bearcats trailing by 1. Hayward swings around now to Jalen Haggard. Haggard at top of the key for McAndrews. Ball goes through her hands. Morgan Henderson comes up with it on the ground. And they get the ball coming back down the floor. It's Laura Virknott checking in for the first time today for SBU. Inside to Richardson, working on Maria Dittlinger. Shot no good. Coleman soars in, grabs the rebound, and gives it off to Dittlinger as the Bearcats clear it out. They quickly push it ahead to McAndrews in the left wing. Back between the circles, Haggard. Right side, Hayward trying to drive on Smith. Goes in off the glass, and it falls through. Zoe Hayward knocks down the layup. The Bearcats back up 10-9 on SBU. Morgan Henderson with it right side, guarded by Coleman. Gets a screen into the paint. Picks up her dribble free throw line now inside of Richardson. Has the mismatch, goes up over Coleman. Layup no good, and the rebound comes down to Dittlinger. Atlet off to Haggard. Northwest up 10-9. Jalen drives in right side. Handoff for McAndrews. Three-pointer no good. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Henderson. Henderson across midcourt. Off the right sideline. Screen to her right from Richardson. Looking for that pick and roll. Finds Richardson inside. Goes up. Layup is good. But instead an offensive foul called on SBU. It was Mallory McAndrews in there taking that charge. Getting the ball back for the Bearcats.
No matter, as we look just to the left from our vantage point here in the stands, the Hart family really has a large number of people in the stands here, and rightly so. Earlier today, the Northwest Missouri State University Hart academic success or athletic success room was dedicated just in the basement here at the Lampkin Activity Center in Dr. Hart's name. And again, a lot of family and friends there. Hope to hear a little bit from an interview had with Dr. Hart later during our broadcast here today.
Dr. Hara, big influence on a lot of Northwest students here throughout his time. As the Bearcats getting a bucket there is Jalen Haggard pulling up for a 15-foot jump shot and knocks it down. She has 5 early, and the Bearcats are ahead 12-9. Rosenbaum drives in left side, left hand left is good. Made her mind up that time that she was going to go all the way to the bucket and gets her first points of the afternoon. Northwest ahead 12-11 is Kylie Coleman right side, up top for Zoe Hayward. And they swing it around now. Macy Williams on the left wing. Williams trying to drive baseline. Kick out for Hayward. Drives in. Floats a pass out for Kylie Coleman. Open in the left corner for 3. It's good. The freshman from Waukee, Iowa, knocks down the 3-point attempt. And it's a 15-11 Northwest lead. Assist to Hayward on that one. 4:05 to play in this first quarter. Rosenbaum top of the key, screen to her right, gets into the wing. Now inside for Richardson, trying to give a pass off. It's a loose ball, comes over to Virkin, and she knocks down a three-pointer of her own. Baptist back within 1. As they deny the ball from Haggard, and so it'll be Zoe Hayward bringing the ball up for Northwest. 3:38 to play in the first quarter. Right wing, it is Kylie Coleman, guarded by Rosenbaum. Top of the key now for Haggard. They swing it left side for Zoe Hayward. Into the corner for Macy Williams. Williams driving baseline, a kick out for Hayward. Looks at a three-pointer. She'll take it, and she hits. Northwest coming out on fire early on in this one, and they're up 18-14.
7 of 9 from the field overall for 78% and 4 of 6 from a three-point range.
Bailey Rieselbeck driving in baseline, picks up her dribble, back out to Virkent near midcourt, left side for Rosenbaum, guarded by Williams. Deep three-pointer from Rosenbaum, off the back of the rim, rebound comes down to Kylie Coleman. Inside 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and head coach Buck Shield tells Zoe Hayward, slow it down just a bit, set up the offense. Northwest trying to pad this 4-point lead over Southwest Baptist. Hayward right side to Kylie Coleman, in the right corner. Swing it back around. Williams, 8 on the shot clock. Guarded by Rosenbaum. Gets into the paint. Flips pass out to Zoe Hayward. Hayward throws up a floater off the back of the rim. No good. Pulls down her own offensive rebound and gets it out to Haggard. Haggard right back into Mele Tupuata. Kick out for Hayward. Three-pointer no good. Rebound comes down to Richardson. And SBU gets it back after that extended possession for the Bearcats. Rosenbaum right side trying to dribble past Tupuata. Ball knocked away from Williams. Dives on the floor. Picks it up and gives it off to Hayward. Good hustle play there from Macy Williams. As Hayward will set up the offense for the Bearcats. Left side now for Macy Williams. Dribbling in right. Gives it off to Zoe Hayward. And a foul coming up on Southwest Baptist. Oh, excuse me. They did get Baptist on that one, right? Looked like Macy Williams might have set a moving screen, but they're going to say that one was on SBU instead. We'll let them get that sorted out, and we will figure that one out this timeout currently. Media timeout on the floor. Bearcats up 18-14. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.O. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Out of the timeout, minute 40 to go in this first quarter, SBU ball. Bearcat with it, left wing. Looking inside for Seaton, gets a screen to her left. She'll go right instead to the free throw line. Kick out for Rosenbaum. 5 on the shot clock. Pull up, 10-foot jumper is good. Athletic play there for Rosenbaum. Knocks down her second bucket of the day, and SBU back within 2. As Macy Williams brings the ball up the floor. The confusion going into that timeout was an offensive foul on the Bearcats, and they did say a moving screen on Macy Williams, which was her first. Williams right wing, guarded by Bearcat, dribbles into the free throw line. Into the paint. Throws up the layup off the glass. No good. And the rebound comes down for Bandy of SBU. Out ahead to Rosenbaum. Into the paint. Kick out. Looking for a three. It is Reza back. That one off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down for McAndrews. And a foul coming up here on Southwest Baptist as McAndrews is clearing that one out. Seaton reached in and picked up the foul. First personal on the 6'1" senior from Istanbul, Turkey.
Seems like more and more you see in the MIAA, both on the men's and women's rosters, a lot of international students coming into the conference and really making a name for themselves in the MIAA.
Chance to come in, make an impact, and seeing some good ones come through Northwest. 18-16, the Bearcat lead. Haggard with it, right wing, gives it off to Tupuata, into the paint. She'll kick it out for Kylie Coleman, drives baseline, layup off the glass, it's good. 28 seconds to go in the quarter, it's a 20-16 Northwest lead. Rosenbaum, right wing, shot clock is off, 20 seconds to go now in the period. Left side for Riesenbeck. Into the corner, Bearcat, left open for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Hayward, with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Zoe Hayward, cross midcourt, 4 seconds now, looking to give the ball off. They leave her a wide open lane, layup is no good though. Hayward looked her defender off and drove right past, but the layup was off the mark, so Northwest still able to take a 20-16 lead into the second quarter. timeout on the floor, though. We'll take a quick break and be back with that second quarter of action. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
A 4-point Northwest Missouri State lead as we return for the second half of action. Along with John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Ryan Elliott, our engineer for today's ball game. Bearcat shot 57% from the field in that first quarter, 57% as well from three-point range. Those are pretty good numbers, John.
They were up here at the end of the first quarter. Hopefully they can continue on the rest of this ball game. Again, some of those numbers, it's going to be hard to shoot that high a percentage the rest of the game, but if they can continue to do well offensively against a team that struggled a little bit on the defensive side, could be good news for Northwest.
Bearcats ball to start the second quarter, going left to right. Hager, top of the key, drives into the paint, pull up, 10-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down for Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum pushing it back the other way, gets into the block, gets it back out to Rayshon Smith. Now to Henderson. Henderson barking out signals, she dribbles into the right wing, now into the corner, gets to the baseline. Gets the ball off to Monique Manuel. Pulls up for a jumper. No good. Offensive board for Rosenbaum. Goes up, and she gets fouled on her shot attempt. So two free throws coming up for the Grand Missouri native. And that one is going to be number two, I believe, on Kehlani Mayava. Picked one up early in that first quarter. Had to go to the bench for a few minutes. As Rosenbaum, you don't see that too often. Megan Rosenbaum, a 90% free throw shooter on the season, misses the front end.
Just an all-around good basketball player.
Second free throw is good. She has 5 points. And the Bearcats up 20-17, 9:20 to play in the first half. Haggard brings it up, left side for Dentlinger. They swing it around. McAndrews into the paint for Meyer. Back out to McConkey. Into the free throw line, back out for McAndrews. Thought about a brief three, now she forces a pass inside for Dentlinger. The foul coming up here on Manuel as she reached in. First team foul and first personal foul for SBU in this quarter. Inbound comes into Meyer, hands it back off to Haggard. Haggard working on Smith, into the paint, goes up, shot blocked, and it goes out of bounds off of Jalen Haggard. Good defense there for SBU.
Well, a block just off of the backside of Hager. She just went diving toward the floor head first. The ball hit her on the backside, rolls out of bounds. A little bit out of control going up for that layup inside.
So Smith will bring it up the right sideline for Southwest Baptist. Gets a screen near the top. Now goes left side for Megan Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, step back, deep two-point jumper. It's good. That mid-range jumper, you don't see it too often, but she knocks one down there, and Southwest Baptist back within one. 2019 is the Northwest Missouri State lead.
Like all the outside shooters, they just want to put it up from three-point range instead of going inside and hitting that mid-range jumper.
Meyer into the elbow, working on Richardson. Pulls up, little floater is good. Tanya Meyer's first points of the ballgame. Bearcats leading score with 14 points per ballgame. And it's a three-point Bearcat lead. Smith walks it across midcourt for SBU. Left side now for Rosenbaum. Little head fake, dribbles in, now out to Richardson. Back to Rosenbaum. Guarded by Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews can't keep her in front. Rosenbaum kicks it out. Now Smith for three. Shot clock winding down. No good. Rebound comes down. Meyer fighting with Manuel for it, and they're going to get a jump ball, and the possession arrow still pointing for Southwest. 7:45 to go in the first half. Bearcats up 22-19. And it'll be Rosenbaum inbounding baseline left. Floats it in for Kaylee Richardson. Guarded by Tanya Meyer. Hands it off for Smith. Step back. Thinks about a three. Right side now for Megan Rosenbaum. Barking out signals. And has a screen coming up from Manuel. Now left side for Smith. 15 on the shot clock. Pulls up. Long jumper. No good. And loose ball scooped up by Dentlinger. Bearcats a chance to extend this lead up 22-19. McAndrews with it on the left wing, gets a screen. Top of the key, now right side, Haggard. Left open for three, too strong. Rebound comes down for Kaylee Richardson of SBU. Southwest hasn't shot the ball well in this first half, 29% from the field. As they get the ball into Manuel, finds a cutting Henderson. Henderson goes up, layup no good, but she is fouled. And a pair of free throws coming up for the Bearcats of Southwest Baptist.
Free throw line is really where SBU's staying in this game. Again, those drives inside, getting fouled and getting to the free throw line right now. 7 of 8 at the line early in this game.
And the first free throw from Henderson is good as Zoe Hayward checks in. McConkey, two fouls, goes to the bench. SBU just 2 of 8 from three-point range. Like you said, that free throw line has been good to them early on. But the second free throw there rims out, so the Bearcats still lead this one 22-20. Haggard walks it up for Northwest, trying to add to this lead. Top of the key for Tanya Meyer, now left side for Zoe Hayward, gets a screen from Meyer. Instead, she'll give it off right side for McAndrews. To Haggard, right back to McAndrews, pulls the trigger on a three, and she knocks it down. McAndrews, 2 of 3 from three-point range, a 25-20 Northwest lead. We saw the Bearcats last week play well in the first quarter against Pitt State. Then the Gorillas went on a run. The Bearcats trying to keep SBU down today, but Richardson there. A nice pass inside from Rosenbaum, and Richardson lays it up. 25-22, the Bearcats in front. Right side, McAndrews, guarded by Henderson. Tries to get a pass to Dentlinger. It's tipped. Dentlinger able to scoop it up. Now to Hayward up top for Haggard around right side. For McAndrews, looks inside, now goes back left side for Hayward, little head and shoulder fake, drives in, kick out, long two-point jumper from Tanya Meyer, another mid-range jumper goes down, it's 27-22 in favor of Northwest. Smith drives in, kicks it out for Morgan Henderson, tries to drive all the way in, left block off the glass and it's good. Henderson, 5 points so far in the ballgame. That her first field goal. SBU back within three. Bearcats playing well early on in this one. Just three turnovers to this point. Haggard looking to drive. Now they'll go right side instead for McAndrews. Back up top for Hayward. Inside Meyer trying to kick a pass out. And they're going to get 3 seconds in the lane on Tanya Meyer as she had a pass deflected out to Maria Dentlinger. Meyer getting in trouble there for just camping out.
And I think looking over at the sideline for this Southwest Baptist team, their head coach over there had been kind of putting that suggestion in the ear of the officials a couple times coming down the floor as Kelsey Kaiser's been mentioning that to him, and that time I got the call.
Rayshawn Smith thinks about a three, drives in, throws up the floater on the baseline, no good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. And Meyer gives it off to Haggard. Walks up to the three-point line. Now gives off right wing for Hayward. Between the circles, McAndrews. She wants a deep three-pointer, and she knocks it down. McAndrews starting to heat up. 3 of 4 from three-point range. 9 points, and the Bearcats up by 6. Bearcats 1-13 on the season. 0-6 in MIAA play. SBU 0-5 in conference play, so one of these teams has to get a W. The Bearcats think it's going to be them, but Rosenbaum driving past the Bearcats that time, lays it in, getting SBU back in it. Quick transition three from McAndrews, bounces off the rim, touches the backboard, and falls through the hoop, and a timeout coming up for Southwest Baptist, a 33-26 lead now for Northwest Missouri State, 4:06 to go here in the second quarter. Bearcats on fire. We'll take a quick timeout. and be back with more here this second quarter. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandVillageRealEstate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Well, Southwest Baptist turns the ball over out of the timeout. Hager with it, hands it off Kylie Coleman, right back to Jalen Hager between the circles. Bearcats going left to right in this second quarter, up 33-26 with 3:40 to go. McAndrews trying to force a pass inside to Meyer. It's stolen away. Rosenbaum coming back the other way, goes up. Tough layup, no good. And a foul coming up as she tried to go in and fight for the rebound. Excuse me, they'll get Kaylee Richardson for that one instead. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats ball up by 7, 3:25 to play in the quarter. Tanya Meyer puts up a quick three-pointer. That one, it's just the backboard and comes down to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum comes up, facing a one-on-four, drives in, kicks it out. Bandy wants a three-pointer, no good. Long rebound comes down to Zoe Hayward. Hayward clears it out and gets across midcourt for Northwest. Right side, Haggard, Tanya Meyer fighting hard inside with Bandy. McAndrews tries to force another one in there, stolen away by Rosenbaum out of the air. Megan Rosenbaum, pass ahead to Rizabak, lays it up off the glass and in. Quick transition points there for SBU to get back within five.
Red, the fast break to perfection, that trip down the floor.
Just a couple minutes ago, talking about the Bearcats, only three turnovers in the first half, now up to six, have doubled it since that time. Haggard in the corner, hands it off for Meyer up top now, Zoe Hayward. Hayward drives past Bandy, wide open lane, goes in, off the glass is good. She missed a wide open layup at the end of the first quarter, not missing that time around. The Bearcats back up by seven. 2:20 to go in this first half. Rosenbaum to the elbow, into the paint. Kick out for Rizabak. She'll pull up. A little 10-foot floater is good. 4 points now for Rizabak. 35-30 is the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat lead. Battle of Bearcats today in Maryville.
Our Bearcat looks better than their Bearcat, I think.
You got to like the green and white, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Another pass picked out of the air. This one by Rizabak coming the other way. Ahead to Rosenbaum. Transition opportunity for Southwest Baptist. And a foul coming up on Haggard as Megan Rosenbaum took a tumble on that one. So we'll go to the free throw line.
Northwest foul on number three, Jalen Haggard, her first, third.
Minute 48 to go in the first half.
Timeout.
And Coach Shield wants to go ahead and get a timeout and help his team regroup. We'll take this 30-second timeout with him. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandVilleHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Minute 48 to play in the first half. Bearcats up 35-30, shooting 58% from the field and still 58% from three-point range. I know they're going to cool off, and you mentioned it earlier, John, but so far, holding strong.
And one thing I think that the SBU's tried to do as this game's gone along is really extend out on the perimeter with their defense. And Northwest had a couple drives to the bucket because of that. And if they can convert a little bit more on some of those drives, they could continue to do some good things offensively. SBU trying to overextend things out on the perimeter primarily because Northwest came out and was just red up from three-point range early on.
Both free throws from Rosenbaum are good. She's up to 11 points, the second leading scorer in the MIAA at 20 points per game. And it's a three-point lead for Northwest Missouri State, a minute 40 to play in the first half. Haggard, right wing, brings it down. Looking to give it off to Kylie Coleman. Instead, back between the circles to Zoe Hayward, left side for McAndrews. Background, Haggard now right side, Coleman into the hands of Hayward. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Driving baseline. Looking to give a pass off to one of her teammates. Throws it, looking for a kick out to Haggard. And it goes off of Rosenbaum out of bounds. 3 seconds to go on the shot clock. Inbounding baseline left is Haggard. Into Kylie Coleman. Turnaround jumper. It is blocked out of the air by Rieselbeck. Pulls it down and heading the other way. Ahead to Rosenbaum. Into the paint. Picks up her dribble. Gives it off to Rieselbeck. Threw her hands nearly out of bounds. Rieselbeck comes up with it and falls out of bounds. They're going to get turnover on SBU.
Cats got a break off of that fast break. Had Rieselbeck had not bobbled it inside, she would have had an easy layup off the transition.
So far this season, 35 steals for Megan Rosenbaum, second in the MIAA in steals per game. She has three so far today. A lot of deflections for the Nottoway Holt alum. Kylie Coleman, head and shoulder fake into the paint, puts up a floater, and it's good. Coleman with 7 first half points, and the Bearcats back up by 5. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Bearcat calling out the plays just across midcourt for SBU. Gives it off at the elbow for Henderson. Hands it off for Rosenbaum. Into the left block. Guarded by McAndrews. Turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer with 28 seconds to go. Out to Haggard. Now Jalen will slow things down. The shot clock is off. 20 seconds to play in the half. Haggard dribbling out near midcourt, guarded by Vierkant. Bearcats up 37-32 on Southwest Baptist. Zoe Hayward now between the circles. 9 on the game clock. Hayward into the elbow, to the block, out to Tanya Meyer. Meyer into the paint, goes up, shot no good, but she is fouled. And a chance for Tanya Meyer to go to the free throw line. Meyer so far today, 4 points. Heads to the free throw line. She's a 93% free throw shooter on the season. First one on the way is good. Five points and 2 rebounds. Early foul center to the bench in the first quarter, but trying to make an impact here. Second free throw is good. Quick inbound to Rosenbaum across midcourt. Puts up the heave. That one falls well short. Northwest Missouri State up 39-32 at halftime on Southwest Baptist. Bearcats playing well early on, hoping to carry that over into the third quarter. Go ahead and take a 1-minute timeout before we get into our halftime festivities here from Bearcat Arena. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Athletics on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
At the break, it's a 39-32 Northwest Missouri State lead. Matt Tritton alongside John Coffey, Ryan Elliott back in the studio. Northwest has struggled shooting the ball during this current slump that they're on, John, but they are on fire so far in this first half.
And really the first quarter jumped out shooting very well, especially from a three-point range in the first quarter. They knocked down a number of big threes. And then since that point, you've seen SBU try to guard out on the perimeter a lot closer. And Northwest, at that point, they make some drives inside, trying to work it inside a little bit. They haven't converted as much as probably they would like, but still getting kind of some things done possibly on the offensive side. And defensively, slowing down pretty good offense out of SBU. You talked about how well they've been playing offensively this season. Northwest defensively really has done a pretty good job there. SBU just 2 of 9 on threes, where they've converted some is driving to the bucket, getting fouled, and getting to the free throw line. That's really the area that's keeping this SBU team in this game.
Bearcats hanging strong so far, a 39-32 lead here at halftime. Coming up in our second game of our doubleheader, the number 4 team in the nation taking on Southwest Baptist. That's your Northwest Missouri State men's team. We're going to take a break. When we return, we'll have the associate head coach, Austin Meyer. That's coming up on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
39-32 is our score at halftime. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball leading Southwest Baptist. Talking a little men's basketball now. The Bearcats taking on the Purple Bearcats in the second game of our doubleheader, joined by associate head coach Austin Meyer here at halftime of the women's game. And that's be a little weird not playing that game on Thursday. You get yourself up for it, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, you get into a routine, especially coming off break and back in the conference flow. And, build up with the scout the day before practice and the excitement that goes into the game, and then you wake up and find out you're not playing. So it was a little disappointing, but basically had a day off for the guys to kind of get mentally fresh, get their legs back under them, and then we'll play a lot of games here this week.
Central Missouri, of course, not able to make the trip due to the weather, so the Bearcats now turning their attention to SBU, a team that has won a few games in a row, 9-5 overall coming into this one. What are you expecting whenever you see Southwest come in?
They're going to play extremely hard. They always do. They're very good on the offensive glass, and we didn't do a very good job. You know, we talked about in our Southern game, defensive rebounding, we were not very good at all, and hopefully we've cleaned that up quite a bit. But very good offensive rebound team. They run motion offense, so we got to be ready to get through screens, guard the ball. Take away vision, angles, and just you really got to play hard against motion teams because they're going to constantly move, and it's not going to be what you see a lot of teams do these days and just spread the floor, stand, and run ball screens. It's going to be constant moving, screening, cutting, and we have to be totally engaged, all five guys, every possession for the entire 40 minutes.
What did you see out of your team, especially in that second half against Pittsburgh State after rebounding against a tough loss where Coach Mack on Tuesday said, we didn't play bad. They just played really well. How did you see the team respond after that tough loss?
We felt like we played really well. You know, defensively, we were into the game. We thought we did a much better job rebounding. And then offensively, the first half, you know, we got a lot of good shots, and we just didn't make them. And then we looked at the stat sheet after the game, and I think we were 6 of 27 from 3. And if you can go 6 of 27 from 3 and win by 25 on the road, I think that's pretty impressive. So I think that says a lot about our team and our guys buying in defensively and just knowing that if we come out and play hard and we're engaged and we play to the level that we're capable of defensively, we're a tough team to beat. And then if hopefully you can make shots every game and add to it, but it just shows that you can win games if you're not shooting the ball well. The defense, you know, defense travels. Defense is something that can be there every game.
I think everybody kind of has an idea of what they expect from Justin Pitts, Chris Ndall, Brett Doherty, all those guys night in, night out. But you hit this part of the MIAA season where it's tough night in, night out regardless, but especially now before you hit February. What do you need out of a Ryan Hawkins or a Ryan Welty or a Dre Starzl as their minutes kind of increase?
Yeah, I just need them to be consistent. And those are guys that, you know, sometimes some of those guys, you know, Dre may come in and play 2 minutes. You know, there may be a game in here where Dre comes in, plays 10 to 15 minutes. But what is he doing for those couple minutes, you know, every day in practice? Are we getting better? Are we staying ready? Are we engaged in the bench? And, you know, it's a complete team effort down the line. Hawkins, you know, we hope he can continue to be a spark off the bench, hit open shots, defend. You know, he's pretty savvy. He can get in lanes. He's pretty long defensively. He can make plays. But, you know, we just hope everybody's ready to go and everybody contributes. You know, Joey, you know, another guy for us with mismatches. If teams are switching ball screens, he's a guy that can score in the post. And, you know, obviously Justin's really, really good. But we have a lot of weapons and guys that can score. And they're so good at making each other better. You know, we put a lot of shooting around Justin, which opens the floor. If guys help, we're going to get shots. If guys don't, Justin's probably going to get layups. But it all starts defensively and playing with energy. I mean, that's the trademark of our program is bringing it defensively, playing with energy, that positive attitude, and just being a good teammate and getting after it. So hopefully our energy is at a very high level today, and we can defend, and then hopefully the offense takes care of itself.
And Military Appreciation Day, what's that like for the guys to be able to suit up and play in this environment, but also to honor those that have served our country?
Oh, yeah, it's great. And we have a couple players that have family members that will be recognized today, but obviously we all appreciate, and our program is so thankful for everybody and their service. And it's just a great event where we can honor people and you know, I hope there's a lot of military individuals that have served here today and can get some recognition. I know that's not why they do it, but it's nice to have a game where we can, you know, recognize them and tell them how much we appreciate everything.
Austin, we appreciate your time today. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Basketball Associate Head Coach, joining us at halftime of the women's game, a 39-32 lead for the Bearcat women right now. Taking a look around the MIAA, UCO leading Washburn 49-48 in the fourth quarter of that game being played in Topeka. Northeastern State trailing Emporia State 32-29. Nebraska Kearney leading Fort Hays State 17-16. Central Missouri leading Missouri Western in the first quarter 19-13. And a couple games still to be played today. Pittsburgh State and Lindenwood and Missouri Southern taking on Lincoln University. Around the MIAA, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. 39-32 lead for the Bearcats at halftime. We'll take a break and be back with your halftime stats. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
7-point Northwest lead at the break. Taking a look at our halftime stats. Mallory McAndrews, 4 of 5 from 3-point range. She is leading all scorers, 12 points so far. Northwest also getting 7 points apiece out of freshmen Kylie Coleman and Zoe Hayward. 6 points coming out of Tanya Meyer, including a pair of late free throws. And 5 points out of Jalen Haggard. Bearcats 57% shooting from the field, 58% from 3-point range. Haven't missed a free throw. Granted, their first free throws came with 3 seconds left in that second quarter. 2 of 2 so far from Tanya Meyer. And the Bearcats, 7 turnovers in that first half as well. Southwest Baptist led by Megan Rosenbaum. She has 11 points and 3 steals, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Also 7 points coming from Morgan Henderson. 38% shooting in that first half for Southwest Baptist from the field, 22% from 3-point range. We'll take a break. Be back with the second half of action. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeDeepRam.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Well, the Bearcats don't have an MIAA win yet just this year, but could be on their way to one today. A 39-32 lead over SBU at halftime, getting set for the third quarter of action.
Well, we talked at the outset out Northwest. The thing they need to do is put together 4 quarters of basketball. They put together 2 good quarters. Let's see if they can continue that on here into the second half.
Like I said before, that Pittsburgh State game, they're beating a very good team, but kind of slipped away after the second quarter started.
Yeah, they just went into that 30-2 slump offensively and just couldn't get back into the game. And so far, they haven't gotten into that kind of slump offensively. So hopefully they can continue to get good scoring from a lot of different players on the floor.
And we have starters from both teams back on the floor for Northwest, going right to left in this third quarter. Haggard, McAndrews, McConkie, Meyer, and Coleman, I guess, starters for Northwest. And for SBU, it is Smith, Bandy, Rosenbaum, Henderson, and Richardson. Cats with the 15 on the shot clock. Coleman dribbling top of the key. Throws a pass right wing for McAndrews, 10 on the shot clock. Between the circles to McConkie. Dribbles into the free throw line. Tries to hand it off for Haggard. Tipped away. Stolen by Richardson, the 6'2" junior, all the way coast to coast, and lays it in. Kaylee Richardson. She has 6 points, and it is a 39-34 lead now for Northwest. Not a good first possession of this third quarter, as a foul coming up here on Southwest Baptist. McConkie driving baseline, gets pushed out of bounds by Bandy. So first team foul of the third quarter on SBU. Haggard inbounding baseline left, floats it in to McAndrews in the corner. Takes a dribble up and goes between the circles. Coleman right side for Haggard. Long three, and she knocks it down. Nothing but net. Wasn't sure if she was going to pull the trigger there, but she does, and it gives Northwest a 42-34 lead 1 minute into the third quarter. Rosenbaum right wing, guarded by McAndrews. Gets into the paint, flips it over to Richardson, and she lays it in. Back to a 6 point lead for the Bearcats. As Haggard brings it up, right side for Meyer, around to Kylie Coleman. Left side Haggard into the post. It is Meyer working on Richardson. Goes up, left hand off the glass, and it's good. Tanya Meyer, 8 points, back to an 8 point lead for Northwest. Saw the Bearcats early in the conference season lead Central Oklahoma nearly wire to wire. Lost the lead late in the fourth quarter and lost that ball game. Haven't recovered since, but playing well in this one against Southwest Baptist.
And Northwest on the women's side plays a lot better at home than they have on the road. And one of the problems they've had, they've been on the road an awful lot since the 1st of December.
Foul coming up on Mallory McAndrews, her first. It was a shooting foul on Rosenbaum, so she goes to the free throw line and hits the first.
You know, looking courtside, see Devontae Mosby, a former Bearcat basketball player, manning one of the video cameras. Is there nothing he can do? Play tight end this ball, a little bit of football, plays the ukulele, the piano, things, and he's just a multi-talented guy.
He does, and if you watch some of Andrew Sherry's videos he produces for Northwest Athletics, a lot of that work as well includes Devontae Mosby, so multi-talented guy. Rosenbaum knocks down both free throws. Bearcats with an answer. It is Tanya Meyer in the post. Floats one in. Back to an 8 point lead. Tanya up to 10 points. Rosenbaum into the paint. Pull up 10 foot jumper is good. Now these two teams just going score for score back and forth. As McConkie all the way to the bucket. Up the rim, no good, but she is fouled and will go to the free throw line. Like to see the way that Northwest has shot the ball throughout this ball game, but man, you go score for score with a team like Southwest Baptist that has the ability to put up a lot of points. It could get a little dangerous as McConkie misses that first free throw.
And Northwest's going to need to get a few more defensive stops as this half goes along.
Tony Meyer gets a quick break. She has 4 points already in this third quarter. Has a second free throw on the way for McConkie, and it's good. Mallory McConkie's first points. 47-40, the Northwest lead. Rosenbaum taking it all the way herself to the left block. Off the glass, no good. Rebound bouncing around. Haggard pulls it down, spins out of it, and pushes the ball back up the floor. Cross midcourt now, slows things down. Left side for McConkie. Guarded by Henderson. Right side for McAndrews. Gives it off to Haggard. 15 on the shot clock. Left side for McConkie once again trying to drive in. Kicks it out for Coleman. High post now for Mayava. Ball tipped by Richardson. Mayava grabs it back. Puts up a shot. No good. And Kaylee Richardson pulls down the rebound. Baptist pushing back the other way. Vierkant. Back to Morgan Henderson. Goes in. Floater off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound for Morgan Henderson off her own shot. Now driving baseline on McConkie. Reverse layup. Too short. Ball bounces around. And McConkie pulls down the rebound and clears it out for Northwest. Bearcats still hanging on by 7 points. 6:53 to go in the first quarter. Right wing McAndrews back up top. Coleman, they swing it around left side. McConkie thinks about a three. Couple dribbles back out to McAndrews. Head and shoulder fake to the free throw line. Now back to McConkie. Haggard top of the key. Between the circles now to McAndrews. Heaves up a deep three. Not sure if Rosenbaum got a piece of that one, but it falls into Richardson's hands. out to Henderson. Henderson kick out for Smith. And things slow down a little bit as SBU sets up an offense. Smith, mid-range jump shot, instead throws the ball inside to Richardson. Layup no good. And Mayava pulls down the rebound. And she gives it off to Haggard, who will walk the ball across midcourt. A lot of action these first 4 minutes of this third quarter. Northwest still holding a 47-40 lead. McAndrews in the corner. Back up top, McConkey swing it left side now for Haggard. Back right side for McAndrews, driving into the paint. Bounce pass off to Mayava. Layup is good. Nice look there from McAndrews, and Kehlani finishes. 49-40, the Northwest lead now. As Rosamond gets into the paint, kicks it out for Smith. Thinks about a three, takes one dribble, and deeper into the corner, misses her three-point attempt. Richardson, offensive rebound, and the putback for SBU. You know, as we watch more and more of this game, you can understand more of why SBU went into a bit of a slump there. They can score a lot, but they don't get many stops.
No, they don't. And I'm a little bit surprised we haven't seen them go into a little bit of full-court pressure against Northwest to try to get back in this game. Bearcats struggle a little bit against that press this season.
Mayava, nice move inside on Richardson. Fakes right, goes left, but the shot is no good, and Richardson grabs the rebound. 49-42, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Smith calling out the offense for SBU, gets into the paint, goes up, a little bit of contact, no foul, shot no good, and the rebound comes down to McConkey. Smith giving McConkey a little man-to-man, full-court pressure, now drops back. McConkey trying to drive past Smith all the way in, a big foul coming up on Rayshon Smith, and that'll send Mallory McConkey to the free throw line. But first, we have a media timeout on the floor as the Bearcats, a 49-42 lead on Southwest Baptist with 4:48 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a 90-second timeout and be back for McConkey's free throws. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
First free throw from McConkey, too strong. Bearcats up 49-42 as Maria Dittlinger checks into the ballgame. Boy, you have a second. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Second free throw good, a 50-42 lead for Northwest. 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Megan Rosenbaum, left wing, drives in, looking to kick out to Rizabak. Pass tipped by Macy Williams. Rizabak scoops it and brings it back across midcourt. Driving in right, gets it out to Vierkant. Vierkant to the free throw line. Hands it off for Talia Wilson, freshman getting her first minutes. Rosenbaum takes a deep three, that one well short, tipped by Wilson. Dittlinger pulls down the rebound for Northwest. Bearcats can make this a double-digit lead this possession. McConkey baseline trying to fire a pass across the lane. She's fouled by Rizabek. Four team fouls now this quarter on Southwest Baptist. So next time the Bearcats should be heading to the free throw line. as McConkey checks out. Hayward comes in. Macy Williams inbounds baseline left, gets it into McAndrews left wing. Hands off for Macy Williams between the circles. Williams now to Tanya Meyer, guarded by Richardson. Hands off for Hayward. Hayward dribbling right, pass into the corner for Macy Williams. Jab step now, fires a pass into Tanya Meyer. Meyer puts up the shot, no good, gets her own rebound, tied up with Rosenbaum. They hit to the floor, and a jump ball is called. Man, you see Meyer and Rosenbaum go after it, and there's are two tenacious girls.
Oh, no doubt about it. Neither one wanted to give it up. They both hit the floor hard, but unfortunately for Northwest, possession arrow going the other way.
And Veer Kent walks across midcourt, guarded by Zoe Hayward. SBU going left to right in this third quarter, trailing the Bearcats by eight. Rosenbaum picks up her dribble in the corner, tries to fire, pass up top. It's picked off by Macy Williams. Williams, a little hesitation step into the paint. Hands off for Tanya Meyer. And they're going to get a foul on the floor. And that will send Meyer to the free throw line. Like Macy, a little unsure what she wanted to do. Pulled up a little bit lame and got the pass off to Tanya. And Tanya got pushed in the back.
Cats beginning to get to the free throw line a little bit more here in the third quarter than they did in the first half. And hopefully can take advantage of some of this.
First free throw from Tanya is too strong. Bearcats shot two free throws in the first half. Those came with 3 seconds to go before halftime. And since then, they have shot five with number six on the way here in this second half. As the second free throw is no good. Bearcats now 2 of 6 from the free throw line in this half. Still up 8, 50-42. Vierkant, right wing, gets into the paint, working on Haggard, goes up. Foul called, and an offensive foul on Vierkant. And SBU's head coach Kelsey Kaiser throws her arms up in the air and cannot believe it. There was a lot of contact throughout the possession, but I think that's kind of a bang-bang call there.
Yeah, probably one that could have gone either way. Fortunately for Northwest, they get the call.
Now Kaiser trying to get an explanation from two separate officials as to what happened.
Here comes a little bit of four-court pressure now out of SBU.
Haggard walks across midcourt, guarded by Vierkant. He picked up her first personal foul. Up Tanya Meyer. Meyer around to Macy Williams on the right wing. Williams into the corner. Out to Maria Dittlinger. Dittlinger fires a pass across the court to Haggard. Haggard into Meyer. She tips it, and it is tipped off of Zoe Hayward out of bounds. Vierkant got in there, got it initially, knocked it away. Deflected off of Zoe Hayward, went out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on the Bearcats. Smith with it for SBU in the corner. Back up on the wing for Wilson. Kicks it out for Vierkant. Guarded by Haggard. Screen to her left from Richardson. She'll drive right instead. Ball knocked away from behind by Haggard. And Dittlinger picks up the steal. To Macy Williams. Williams ahead to Haggard. Haggard looking inside for Tanya Meyer. Working on Richardson. Goes up foul. No bucket, but she will get a pair of free throws.
And one of the reasons Northwest getting the free throw line a little bit more in the third quarter, going inside a bit more and taking advantage of what SBU is offering. Again, they've tightened up things out on the perimeter. Northwest opened up red hot from three-point range, and that's now opened up an inside game a bit for Northwest.
Meyer hits that free throw. She has 11 points now. With 2:35 to play in the third quarter, a 9-point lead for Northwest. Second free throw is good. Make it a 10-point lead. As Rayshawn Smith calls out the play, walks up for SBU. They have been silent for quite a while here in this third quarter against the Bearcats. Henderson now fires inside to Bandy. Double team comes over, dribbles back out for 3-point line and gives it off to Rosenbaum in the left wing, guarded by Hayward. Screen to her right, gets the free throw line. Now into the corner for Richardson. 7 on the shot clock. Loses control of the ball. Scooped up by Haggard, and Haggard pushing the other way. A 3-on-1 for the Bearcats. To the right wing, gets fouled by Rosenbaum. A couple more free throws on the way for Northwest.
Stop by the best foul on number 2, Megan Rosenbaum, her third for Northwest.
3 personals now on Megan Rosenbaum, the second leading scorer in the MIAA, and it doesn't look like they're going to send anybody in for her. As the first free throw from Haggard is good. playing just down the road at Nottoway Holt. You can tell she's a pretty intense individual and pretty scrappy, and that has translated here to Southwest Baptist, but finds herself in a little bit of foul trouble. 2:04 to play in the third quarter. Three fouls on Rosenbaum as Haggard hits both free throws.
Rosenbaum also has a very good cheering section here, understandably, for today's game.
Played right down the road, Nottoway Holt High School. Henderson fires inside for Kaylee Richardson. Meyer goes for the steal. Richardson able to get that one. Turn around, easy bucket as Meyer flew past. 54-44, back to a 10-point lead for Northwest. Inside to Tanya Meyer, back out. Dittlinger wants a three-pointer. Yes, Maria Dittlinger getting in on the act. Just her third three-point make of the season. And Northwest is up 57-44 now. The Bearcats get it right back. Haggard picks it up and will walk it across for Northwest. A minute 25 to play in the third quarter. All the momentum with Northwest Missouri State. Right wing Hayward up top for Macy Williams. Jab step, dribbles behind her back. Loses control, scooped up by Rayshawn Smith. Heading the other way, and she'll lay this one up all by herself. ...57-46. Bearcats still up by 11 as we go inside a minute to go in this third quarter. Dittlinger between the circles. Right side now for Macy Williams. Looking inside. Tanya Meyer working hard. Pass tipped away by Bandy, who came over to help out, and it goes out of bounds. We'll see McConkie check in now for Meyer. And reason that come in for Smith. Dittlinger also heads to the bench as Mayava comes back in. Macy Williams will be inbounding on the sideline. Comes into the wing for Mayava. Hands it right back off to Macy Williams. Up top for Haggard. Right wing now for Williams. Mayava fighting inside. The pass thrown out of bounds, though. Mayava working hard inside, but that one sailed a little bit too high and outside. And it's a turnover on Northwest. 42 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bearcats up by 11. Led by as many as 13. Henderson left wing. Dribbles top of the key. Guarded by Macy Williams. Picks up her dribble. Kick out. Left open. It's Bandy for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Ball's tipped. Out of bounds. No. Hayward saves it in. It comes into Mayava, who outlets off to McConkie. And now right back to Haggard. 17 on the game clock. And they will slow it down and get one more shot for the Bearcats. Haggard near midcourt. Guarded by Riesebeck. Pulls up, wide open three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rosenbaum has the rebound, stolen away by Macy Williams. They're going to get Williams for the foul. She thought she pulled that one away cleanly. But they call the foul, 2.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. SBU gets it back.
Good effort, just unfortunately get called for the foul.
It'll be Bandy inbounding for Southwest Baptist into Rosenbaum. Couple dribbles, puts up a half-court heave. Off the backboard, no good. 57-46, Northwest Missouri State. 10 minutes away from getting their first MIAA victory of the season. We'll see if they can hold on and snap this skid. We're going to take a 90-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Bearcats ball to start the fourth quarter, going right to left. Haggard's pass nearly picked off by Rosenbaum, but she's looking for Kylie Coleman. Tipped out of bounds. Northwest will retain possession. Bearcats 0-6 in MIAA play this year, trying to snap an 11-game skid on the season. And they start the third quarter off with a travel. Zoe Hayward picked up the ball between the circles and jugged that pivot foot. Finishing games off has been a difficulty for this team. We'll see if the Bearcats can respond in this fourth quarter.
Well, they've got three quarters behind them playing some good basketball, so hopefully they've got one more quarter out of them.
Still shooting over 55% from the field, too. Rizabak pulls up mid-range jumper and knocks it down. A little bit of life out of SBU bench as they're back within nine. A little man-to-man full court pressure as well on Haggard, so they get the ball into Hayward. She'll bring it up for Northwest. Hayward between the circles right side. Fakes a handoff to Kylie Coleman. A little play action there for the Bearcats. And they'll swing it around to Haggard into the corner for Kylie Coleman. Back up top for Tanya Meyer. Right side now for McAndrews. 12 on the shot clock. Into the corner, Haggard looks inside to Meyer. Now to Hayward. They want the ball into Tanya. Richardson playing good defense. And they're going to get a foul, I believe, coming up on SBU. Or are they just saying that was a kick, John?
I think it was just a kick.
So they'll reset the shot clock to 15. And the Bearcats will inbound on the sideline. It's McConkey. Out near midcourt, gets it to Haggard. And Coach Shields saying, don't wait, go get a bucket. Now to McConkey, into the paint. Little floater off the back of the rim, no good. Richardson pulls down the rebound for Southwest Baptist. Rebound number 10 on the day for Kaylee Richardson. Henderson out to Rizabak between the circles for SBU. 8:39 to go in the game. Bearcats up by 9. Henderson throws up the floater. It's good. Little jump hook there for Morgan Henderson from 10 feet out. She has 7, and SBU is back within 7. McAndrews right wing. Between the circles, Coleman. They swing it around. Haggard inside for Tanya Meyer. Double team comes over. Meyer picks up her dribble. Kicks it out. McAndrews left open for 3. Yes! Mallory McAndrews knocks down the bucket, and Coach Shield gets a quick timeout for Northwest. Back to a 10-point lead for the Bearcats as McAndrews gets that one from Tanya Meyer. And we will go ahead and take this timeout with them. A 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs alternate truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
A 60-50 lead after Mallory McAndrews knocked down another three, her fifth of the day. 60-50 is our score. It is Henderson with SBU driving baseline, layup off the glass. It's good. More full court pressure here from SBU. Now they get to Haggard, and Southwest drops back. into a man-to-man as Haggard gives it off to Tawny Meyer. Now left side for Kylie Coleman. Coleman looking for McAndrews up top. Nearly threw that one away. Haggard able to track it down for Northwest near midcourt. Sin on the shot clock. Pull up. Mid-range jumper for Haggard. Off the rim, no good. Rosenbaum gets the rebound. She is pushing back the other way. SBU going left to right in the fourth quarter. It is Henderson driving baseline into the block. Picks up her dribble. Kick out for Reza back to Bandy. Now inside for Henderson. Guarded by Coleman. Off the glass. Shot no good. And Tanya Meyer pulls down the rebound. Haggard slowly walks across midcourt. 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. It's an 8-point Northwest lead. Meyer around to Coleman. Guarded by Rosenbaum. Back to McConkie. Guarded by Bandy into the paint. A little spin, now kick out. Mid-range jumper, Tanya Meyer, no good. Rosenbaum gets another board. Megan Rosenbaum pushing back the other way. Into the block, goes up. Bucket, plus the foul. All the way in herself. And you kind of get that feeling. She gets that look. You know she's going to go all the way to the hoop. Gets fouled by McAndrews and lays it in.
Being the senior leader she is right now, really stepping up here since this fourth quarter has started. That was a huge sequence, getting the defensive board, coming down, driving, and getting a chance to get to the free throw line. And right now we're seeing for SBU, they're doing a much better job on the defensive boards than they have been earlier in this ball game. Northwest, for the most part, done a good job on the boards, but here in this fourth quarter, seeing SBU step things up for rebounding.
Free throw is good from Rosenbaum. The Bearcats just a couple minutes ago, a big three-pointer to make it a 10-point game from McAndrews, but SBU hanging in there after that haymaker, back within five after that three-point play from Rosenbaum. 6:30 to play in the game. Near midcourt, McAndrews, left side Haggard. To the wing is Macy Williams. Trying to get the ball inside. Tanya Meyer knocked away by Richardson, but a foul coming up on the junior from Heston, Kansas. Meyer and Richardson has been a great matchup all afternoon, especially these third and fourth quarters going back and forth. As Williams bounces it into Meyer, tipped by Richardson. Meyer gets it back, working on her, goes up, little off-balance shot, no good. Richardson pulls down the rebound. Outlet off to Rosenbaum. Going hard the other way once again, into the paint, kicks it out for Henderson. Henderson into the left block, pull up, jump shot, good. 60-57, Baptist back within three. 11 points in the day for Morgan Henderson. Right wing is McAndrews. Up top for Haggard. Haggard, nice pass across the lane for a wide open Tanya Meyer and lays it in with her left.
Big bucket that time. Stops a 13-3 run out of Southwest Baptist.
Back to a 5-point lead. 5:42 to go. Bearcats trying to snap. An 11-game skid. Inside for Richardson. Double team comes over. Shot no good. Zoe Hayward pulls down the rebound. Gets it across midcourt. And the Bearcats start to set up an offense. Starts to dribble over to the right sideline. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Haggard near midcourt. Gets it. Guarded by Reza back. Has a screen to her right. Takes it into the baseline. Kick out for Hayward. 7 on the shot clock. Step back. Mid-range jumper again. Well short. Rebound to Reza back. SBU trailing by 5. Kaiser, SBU head coach, calling out the signals from the bench. Inside 5 minutes to go. Riesebeck dribbles over to the left sideline. Up top for Morgan Henderson. Gets a screen to her right from Richardson. All the way into the block. Goes up. Shot no good, but she is fouled by Tanya Meyer. And that is personal foul number 2 on Tanya. That'll send Morgan Henderson to the free throw line. Henderson, an 86% free throw shooter on the year. We have a timeout coming up, though. Media timeout. And we'll go ahead and take this one with them. A 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Bearcats up 62-57 in the fourth quarter of action. A reminder, Bearcat basketball brought to you by Baumley Auto Sales, located at the 5-mile corner, as well as Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Head to the free throw line is Morgan Henderson. A chance to cut this to a 3-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. On the floor for the Bearcats of Northwest, it is Mallory McAndrews, Macy Williams, Kehlani Mayava, Maria Dittlinger, and Jalen Haggard. For SBU, it is Henderson, Bandy, Richardson, Rosenbaum, and Rizabek. First free throw is good. Henderson now 12 points on the day. Second free throw is good. 13 points, and Henderson has played every minute up to this point, I believe, heads to the bench with 4:48 to go. Full court pressure now from Southwest Baptist. Kehlani Mayava inbounding for the Bearcats, and the ball is kicked immediately by Bandy. So Mayava gets to do it again.
SBU earlier in this half has shown a little bit of half-hearted full-court pressure, but right now really picking up the intensity off this full-court press.
Mayava into Haggard. Now they start to drop back once the pass gets in. And picking up across mid-court is Rizabek. Haggard dribbles left, now back up top for Maria Dittlinger. Looks inside for Mayava briefly, now back left side for McAndrews, guarded by Rosenbaum. SBU's best player guarding the Bearcats' biggest three-point threat so far today. Macy Williams now, guarded by Bandy, into the paint. Kick out for Haggard. Haggard, floater in the lane, too strong. Rebound comes down to Richardson. One possession ball game, 62-59, 4:15 to go. SBU with the ball. Richardson, right wing, guarded by Dittlinger. Gets it up top for Rosenbaum. 15 on the shot clock. Into the paint, goes up. Ball stripped away. Rosenbaum scoops it back up. 10 on the shot clock. Back into the paint. Kick out. Richardson wants the three-pointer. Around the rim, no good. Rosenbaum gets the offensive board. Fouled. Puts the shot up, no good. They're going to say she is fouled on the floor. Looked like Macy had a good box out, but Rosenbaum just fought through it and pulled down the rebound. So it will still be SBU basketball, inbounding baseline right. And Morgan Henderson coming back into the game for the Purple Bearcats. 3:54 to go. Northwest up by three. Rizabek inbound to Rosenbaum. Three-pointer from the corner. Too strong. Rebound bounces around off of SBU. Brief open look for Rosenbaum. Couldn't get it. The Bearcats can pad this lead as Kylie Coleman comes in for Macy Williams. Mayava inbounding for the Bearcats into Haggard. Once Haggard gets it, they immediately drop back. 3:45 to go in the game. Bearcats up by three. Haggard left side for Kylie Coleman, looking inside for Mayava. Right side McAndrews around Haggard, now to Dittlinger. Dittlinger in the corner. Dribbles up to the wing. Has a pass picked off by Rizabek. Lazy pass there, and Rizabek makes this a one-point game. 62-61, Northwest is in front. Haggard slows things down. Gets across midcourt. Points out the signals to Dittlinger. Dribbles right. Now pulls it back out. Mayava left open for three. That one off to the left, and the rebound comes down to Rosenbaum. 3:09 to go. The Bearcats up just one as Rosenbaum crosses midcourt. Hands off to Rizabek at the top of the key. Right side now, Henderson. Looking inside for Manuel. Guarded by Mayava. Now to Manuel. Little jump shot from 8 feet out. Nothing but net. A 6'3" sophomore from St. Louis. Her first bucket of the game. And SBU is back in front, 63-62. 2:40 left in this one. Haggard, top of the key. Little hesitation move. Gets into the elbow. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Dittlinger. Offensive board. McAndrews for three. Yes! McAndrews the answer once again, and Northwest back up 65-63. She has 6 3-pointers today. Rosenbaum looking for the answer. Off the glass, it's good. That's a tough angle on that baseline. She went up, banked it in. We had a tie ball game. It was a pretty fun one today to start, right, John?
No doubt about it. Going right down to the wire. Northwest unaccustomed to being in it like this. Let's see how they handle the pressure for the final 2 minutes.
65 all. 14 on the shot clock. 2 minutes to go. Coleman between the circles. Right side for Dittlinger. 8 now on the shot clock. Haggard gets it. Little head and shoulder fake into the paint. Goes up. Layup off the glass, and it's good. Nice move by Jalen Haggard getting into the paint and putting Northwest back up 67-65. Frees it back all the way to the other end by herself. Gets fouled in the paint, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. They do not waste any time at all, whether it's Rosenbaum or Riesebach or Henderson. They just get the ball and go. Five-foot-9-inch sophomore from Sunrise Beach, Missouri, knocks down the first free throw, 67-66. The Northwest lead with one free throw still to go. Dittlinger comes out, Meyer back in. Whenever Northwest beat SBU last year in Bolivar, Purple Bearcats made only 2 3-pointers the whole game. The Bearcats were able to pull away. Well, instead today, SBU 2 of 14 from three-point range. Once again, the Bearcats hoping to deliver another victory over SBU. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take this one-minute break with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at MyMosaicLifeCare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Minute 45 to play, 67-67. Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist are all tied up. Northwest going right to left here in the final minute 45 of this ball game. Bearcats have the ball. Keilani Mayava inbounding. Bandy guarding her there on the baseline. Pass comes in to Haggard. And SBU drops back and lets Jalen cross midcourt. McAndrews left side. Guarded by Henderson. Now to Tanya Meyer. Meyer inside to Mayava. Left open. Wide open layup. It is no good. Bounces off her hands out of bounds. Left open on the left side, and she left it short.
Northwest caught SBU overplaying in the post, and that gave Mayava an excellent opportunity, but just couldn't get it to fall.
Minute 22 left to go. We're all knotted up at 67 apiece. Henderson brings it down. Riesebach brings it down. Hands off to Henderson. Into the paint. Left block goes up. Contact plus the bucket goes. No foul. But is a 69-67 lead in favor of SBU. And now Haggard's pocket picked from behind. Meyer on the floor. Gets it. Gives it off to McAndrews. Out to Haggard. And a timeout coming up now for Buck Shield with a minute 3 to go. A 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and we'll keep this one here. Haggard has her pocket picked from behind. Tanya Meyer, you can tell she didn't want to let this ball game go. Gets on the floor, picks it up, gives it off to McAndrews, and she'll able to get the timeout. And you have to find a way to grind this one out in the final 63 seconds.
Yeah, this is a game that Northwest can grow from if they can pick up a win here. See how they can react in the final minute here down the stretch of a game on the line. Again, it's a situation Northwest hasn't been in, but maybe a couple times this year, and we'll see how things go.
Well, we have a second. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. A good one to start today. Military Appreciation Day at Bearcat Arena. Northwest in the battle with Southwest Baptist. A men's game to follow at approximately 3:30. McAndrews inbounding on the sideline. Gets it into Haggard out near midcourt. 20 on the shot clock and a minute to go in the ballgame. Guarded by the Razorback. Haggard dribbles right. Over to Mayava. Left wing now for Kylie Coleman. Looking inside for Meyer. Working hard on Bandy. They go right side now. Haggard dribbles into the post. Shot blocked away by Henderson. Haggard gets it back. 5 on the shot clock now. Out to Kylie Coleman. Pulls up. Three-pointer is partially deflected. Meyer gets it. Puts up a shot. No good at the buzzer. 38 seconds to go in the game. Rosenbaum walks it up midcourt. There's about a 7-second difference between shot clock and game clock. And McAndrews is going to go ahead and pick up that foul. So that will send SBU to the free throw line. This is Megan Rosenbaum. Grew up, what, 10, 15 minutes down the road in Graham, Missouri. Played at Nottoway Holt. Her final game in Maryville as a college athlete. Knocks down her first free throw. Can salt this one away against the Bearcats.
SBU. Right now in a situation where they'll be at the free throw line because Northwest wanting to stop the clock here, and SBU really taking advantage of free throws throughout the game, shooting 90% at the line this afternoon.
Second one is good, makes it a two-possession ball game. 71-67 is our score with 28 seconds to play. Timeout on the floor for head coach Buck Shield. We'll go ahead, we'll take this 30-second timeout with him. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
71-67, Southwest Baptist leading Northwest Missouri State. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Brought to you by Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Main in Maryville, as well as Pittsburgh's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. 28 seconds to go. What does Coach Shields say in the huddle here to get his team back and going and find a way to pull this one out?
Hey, number one, just don't turn over the ball. They'll be pressured just a little bit coming out of this. And then, as we've seen with SBU, they drop back after the inbound pass comes in. So I think number one, make a good inbound pass and then go from there as try to run the offense. And they really have to watch their shot selections. They've taken a couple bad shots through the stretch here in the fourth quarter. They just really need to be able to get a good look at the basket.
You talk about not turning the ball over. They are third in the MIAA in turnovers forced this season, so SBU does a good job defensively in that aspect. McAndrews, left wing, left open from three. That one left of the mark. Richardson pulls down the rebound. She gets fouled immediately by Haggard. And so now you got to hope for some missed free throws and some luck, but that's the shot you wanted. You got Mallory McAndrews, who was 6 of 8 from three-point range prior to that shot, 18 points on the day, left open, just not able to convert that time around.
And again, SBU doing a good job on the defensive boards here in the fourth quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, Northwest had been out-rebounding SBU, but SBU now with the advantage on the boards.
Richardson knocks down the first free throw to make it a 5-point game. Second one on the way is good. 13 points, 14 rebounds for Kaylee Richardson against Northwest today. Inbound comes in to Haggard. Gets it ahead to Coleman. Left open for three. Yes! Kylie Coleman trying to keep the Bearcats alive. She has 10 points. And immediately we have a timeout coming up from Kelsey Kaiser of Southwest Baptist. As the Northwest back within three. Kylie Coleman. Heck of a shot there. And you see Haggard. Couple SBU players in the backcourt, double teaming her on the way up. Haggard finds an open Coleman, and Coleman knocks down the big shot to give her team a chance. 8.2 seconds left to go. 73-70 is the SBU lead over Northwest.
Thank SBU that time, giving Coleman some room. Again, these players coming off the bench and playing better as the season goes along, but their stats probably don't indicate the way she's played here in the last couple weeks. And they gave her an open look, and Coleman was able to step up and knock it down.
Regardless of the outcome here, 8 seconds to go. to plan a game like this, to fight your way back, to not just let it slip away once you get down, this has to be a good point of maturity for the young players on this team. Reeves back inbounding in front of the Southwest Baptist bench. Her pass off of Rosenbaum's hand. Luckily, Richardson for SBU was right there. That could have been just a disaster for the Purple Bearcats. Instead, they luck out. Richardson gets the ball after it was loose, and she'll go to the free throw line again.
Yeah, that was almost a turnover for the Northwest. Could have converted the other end. And again, SBU taking advantage of getting to the free throw line.
First one is good. A 74-70 SBU lead. 5 seconds to go.
SBU now 22 of 24 at the line.
Second one from Richardson's good. Inbound to Haggard, ahead to Coleman, throws up a quick three-pointer. Can't bank that one in. Rebound SBU, and this one is over. Northwest led for at least 80% of this ball game, and it slips away in the end. A 75-70 loss to SBU. Northwest falls to 1-14 overall, 0-7 in the MIAA. Southwest Baptist improves to 9-6 overall. Their first MIAA win there, now 1-5 in conference play. Tough way to go today for Northwest Missouri State. Let's go ahead, grab a quick timeout, and dive into our post-game festivities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer-Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State falls in this one 75-70, now 1-14 on the year, 0-7 in MIAA play. Taking a look at the stats from this one, Mallory McAndrews leads the Bearcats 18 points on 6-of-9 shooting, all of those three-point attempts. Bearcats also get 14 points from Tanya Meyer and 5 rebounds as well. 12 points from Jalen Haggard, 10 from Kylie Coleman. The scoring was spread out, just couldn't quite get the stops down the stretch to pull this one out. Bearcats in the end shot 45.5% from the field. Not a bad night of shooting overall. And they were 12 of 23 from three-point range. Meanwhile, Southwest Baptist led by Megan Rosenbaum, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. She was all over the place. And Kaylee Richardson, 15 points and 14 rebounds. She's also 5 of 10 shooting from the field. Overall, SBU shot 47% from the field in this one, and they were just 14% from three-point range. So they didn't hit their three-pointers, but the Bearcats just couldn't get the stops down the stretch.
And again, it was one quarter that hurt them in this one. They
had a lead going into the fourth quarter. They outscored 29-13 in the fourth quarter and just couldn't get that full game put together today.
Bearcats not able to pull this one out. They fall 75-70. We'll take a break and be back with our extra effort award. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Tough loss for the Bearcat women, 75-72 SBU. Bearcat basketball brought to you by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville and Highline Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. John, time for our extra effort award. And despite a tough loss, we saw one player come up with a lot of big shots throughout, and I think that was Mallory McAndrews.
She helped get the Bearcats off to a great start in this ball game. Ends up with 18 points, 6 of 9 shooting, all from 3-point range. Had a rebound and a couple of assists as well. Again, hit some big buckets to keep the Bearcats in it, but Northwest just couldn't quite get over the hump. But Mallory McAndrews, our extra effort award winner.
We'll take a quick break, wrap things up, and get set for the men's game. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgro seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.